created by Margaret Vale Marigold, the wife of the late Daniel Marigold. It was located on Lakeshore Road at the corner of Clarkson Road South. And it was named for Bishop Albert Carman of the Methodist Church of Canada. This church was in this village nearly 150 years ago. You might recognize it because now it's a Benjamin Moore store. It's a photo I took of it this morning. That's the store on the corner of Clarkson Road South and Lakeshore. That church last year, you know all the red planter boxes in the village? They donated the paint for our Saga staff to go out and paint all of those for the village. So there's a cool partnership with the Benjamin Moore store. So along the way, 1875 was built, there was a hall added to the back of the building, a hall where the church would have its social events, social times would happen. The hall was built to replace the old schoolhouse which burnt down in this neighborhood. And for many years, that hall hosted the local library. For about 40 years, I'm told, the library was in that building. So Carman Methodist Church, built in 1875, that's 143 years ago. But in 1918, 100 years ago from this year, Carman Methodist Church made an interesting change in their church. Here's what the research files say about Carman Methodist Church. It's on Mississauga.com. It says, because it was the only church within a 5-kilometer radius, it was not strictly Methodist. Other denominations, that is most of the village, worshiped there as well. This, in addition to its central location, made the church the heart of the community. This focus intensified when the community hall was reconstructed to the rear of the church. The community hall hosted meetings, indoor sports, concert plays, even Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. I have no idea what those are. See, this is a church that was the hub of its community, the place where the neighborhood met. People from all traditions came and participated there. People from the neighborhood went to events there and got their library books there. And so you know what Camden Methodist Church did? They changed their name. Again, from the history books. To reflect the diversity of its membership, in 1918, the church became Clarkson Community Church. So one of the things that stood out to me in the last 2 years, as we've been discussing and thinking about the name Clarkson Community Church, is that while the name was suggested to us by the minister of Clarkson Road Presbyterian Church, it's not just some made-up name. It's not a random collection of words that we've chosen to put together. See, it's a name that goes back 100 years in this neighborhood. It's a name that goes back 100 years to a church that decided that they wanted to be involved in the very life and fabric of the neighborhood as they met people right where they were. It's a church that changed their name to Clarkson Community Church. So one of the things that I've learned over these last 2 years is, as we've considered a name change, is that Clarkson Community Church is not a name that we will get to own. It's not a name that can belong to us. See, I'd love us to have this name for a very long time, but there were others who had this name before us. And we're not them, although we are seeking the same kingdom as them. But we are like them because we care deeply about seeing the kingdom of God come in this neighborhood. We care deeply about being a church in Clarkson who are building and serving community. So here's the question that might be on your minds. What happened to the original Clarkson Community Church? I mean, why aren't they still there now? Those of you who are church historians might remember that in 1925, the Methodist Church, the Congregationalist Church, and some Presbyterian churches, they all merged to form the United Church of Canada. And when they did that, all of the churches involved changed their name to be called United Churches. So the church that was Clarkson Community Church became Clarkson United Church, until they built a new building on Mazo Crescent and became what we know today as Christ Church United that's up there. That's the church that used to be in the building on Clarkson Road. But for these 7 years, in the early parts of last century, there was a Clarkson Community Church in this village, a church who welcomed people from all walks of life, a church who welcomed the neighborhood, a church who built and served the community as it ministered within the neighborhood, a church who pursued the kingdom of God in this very neighborhood. See, that strikes me as the kind of church that we would want to be named after. Because if a small Methodist church could do it, why can't a Baptist church do it in the very same neighborhood? That's our history lesson for today, just to give you a little bit of the history of the name. And we'll tell some more stories as we go on as a reminder that this name goes beyond just a good idea. There's something deeper and richer that we think is going on here. So we'd love to get some feedback from you, some couple of questions on there, scale for you to rate on. Doesn't have to be yes or no. It's how do you feel? How are you doing with this? Some questions, some ideas that you can write on there. And we'd love to get that back from you. We'll do the same thing again in May and get more feedback then, and just to have some conversation in the midst of it. Before we go on, let me pray for our kids and youth as they head out to their classes this morning. God, thank you for the history of Clarkson Community Church in this neighborhood. Thank you for the reminder that you have been working here since well before we ever came into this village. God, you have been working, bringing about your kingdom for longer than we have been alive. And so thank you that we get to be part of that. Thank you that we get to participate within it. God, this morning as our kids and youth head downstairs, we pray that you would bless them, that you would teach them, that you would make them more like Jesus. We ask this in your name. Amen.